Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. I'd like to welcome in our next guest, and he is Bob Filka, CEO of the Michigan Association of Home Builders, talking about a misleading ad in the gubernatorial campaign. And we have Bob with us now.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hey, Bob,
Jack.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
I want to talk to you a little bit about this session. I guess it was in February when gubernatorial candidates appeared. It was a question and answer session.
We had all candidates from both sides of the aisle present to our board of directors that day back in February.
Okay.
And unbeknownst to us, apparently there was some video being taken by someone from the Cox campaign.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately today we needed to clarify that the ad that's been running from the Cox campaign is really misleading and inaccurate. And so we wanted to set the record straight and point out to people that actually Congressman Hoekstra's comments on taxation were taken out of context.
All right, let's be very clear about this. The Michigan Association of Home Builders and its PAC, the Political Action Committee Friends of Housing, have not endorsed a candidate for governor, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so this is not a matter of the home builders being behind Pete Hoekstra. This is a matter of trying to set the record straight.
Yeah, and it's you know, quite frankly, if somebody took Mike Cox's comments out of context,
right,
we would
same
be
thing.
Saying the same thing to try and clarify things for the voters and for our members. But we did videotape all of the remarks so that we could share them with the 6,000 or so members we have across the state of Michigan so that they could make an informed decision this coming Tuesday. And We advise each of the candidates that we would be the only organization taping at those at that meeting, and so yeah, we were very concerned that this ad came out, and really Pete's comments were in support of a sales tax only in the context of lowering overall tax burden for Michigan citizens and businesses. In fact, if you were to play the rest of his comments that are there, he goes on to talk about getting rid of the MBT tax and creating a tax environment that is favorable for job creation in the state of Michigan. So it's really unfair, and we just wanted to point that out to folks.
If you look at the complete statement here, where he talks about the Michigan business tax being one of the worst taxes anywhere, where he talks about doing something with the sales tax as an option, lowering the income tax and getting rid of the MBT. Would you say this manipulation was just a matter of some creative editing?
Yes, and it's unfortunate, you know, and I hope, and we're encouraging the Cox campaign to pull that ad. It's you know, in this day and age, I mean, I think we have a number of very good candidates with lots of good ideas. There's really no place for this kind of misleading spot, and we felt we needed to, again, to set the record straight for the integrity of our event and our association. And you know, we sent out a message to all of our members today, pointing out the fact that this has happened, and give them a link to the full remarks that he made, and so that people can decide for themselves. It's unfortunate, but things happen like this today, unfortunately, in politics.
We have not had a chance to contact the Cox campaign. Have you had a response from Mike or from any of his campaign officials?
Not as of this time, no.
And when did you contact them?
Well, we tried to reach out to him this morning. Actually, we just learned of the spot last night. Mm-hmm. So,
I saw it a couple days ago, and I thought, you know, that's odd editing. It's just the way it ended.
We didn't realize it until I noticed just kind of out of the corner of my eye. I saw that I recognized one of our members in the clip, and sure enough, we checked out the spot, and it was definitely at our meeting. And you know, they had never contacted us about it, and you know, that we could have caught it. We could and typically ads give credit to tapes like that, and there was no reference on that ad.
Well, I don't want to get in the middle of a Republican food fight here. I'm just talking about allegations of maybe tampering with tape or wrongdoing here when there's a clear quote and you can see it for yourself. You know, we just went through the Shirley Sherrod thing, and we're not talking about racism here, but in a Republican primary, probably the next thing, worst thing you could have is someone advocate a tax increase. So I can see maybe why someone might, being overzealous, want to stretch it a little bit far, but in this case, it's misrepresentation.
Yeah, and some people say, "Oh, all the negative campaigning." I think fair game. People's records is fair game, but when you misrepresent a statement, I think it's unfair. And we again, as I said right up front, if Mike had made a comment that was
same
taken
thing.
Out of context, we would have done the same thing.
Thanks so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Jack. Thanks.
Michigan Association Home Builders CEO Bob Filko. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You.